It's time now for our Athlete of the Week program. And our Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to welcome in studio this morning for us, we have from Adrian High School Volleyball, Liv McKenzie. And Liv, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning.
Hi.
And you had quite a week last week as we were looking at some of the statistics from championships that you had last week. You had 212 assists, 11 aces in leading Adrian to two tournament championships this past week. Quite a week for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about it?
I mean, starting off, I felt like this season was going to be pretty well. We started last year, we had about 13 players. This year, I think our coach limited down to 9. So I was like, you know, feel like we'd have a better squad with the smaller squad. We went into the tournament. We were very confident. We felt like, you know, this is our year. We're going to win it. Seniors, we have about five out of the 9 of us are seniors. So I feel like a lot of us are in this to win it. And I know that this season, I feel like we got a good season coming up and ahead of us.
So you're a senior, right, then? You're one of the 5?
I am.
How long have you been playing volleyball?
I started in about 5th or 6th grade, so about 6-7 years.
So 5th or 6th grade, wow. What attracted you to the sport?
Well, I started off as a soccer goalie, and I had no interest in that. So then I went play volleyball. I tried it out. My dad was like, you know what? You're going to go play volleyball. You're going to try it. So he sent me into tryouts, and I just fell in love with the sport.
Well, that was pretty cool. Yeah, sometimes, you know, the soccer goalie can either be very busy or not busy at all. And that's kind of interesting. So when did you begin to specialize with your placement on the court?
Well, I started off as I started off as playing all around. And then as like I was more advancing and I started growing up and getting older and learning positions, and I felt like setter was my position, and I knew that I could be somewhere in that position. So ever since like about, I'd say a 7th grade, I've been a setter. So it's been a pretty long time.
So they have programs in the middle school. Is that how you get started, or is it something outside the purview of the school district?
They do 7th and 8th grade in middle school, but then like outside I did club throughout. Like I started off at Hitters, and then I went to like Ohio, and then I moved up to Novi for force volleyball, I believe. Yeah, force volleyball, and played up there.
So do you still continue to do that?
I do. I haven't decided if I'm going to play this upcoming fall after this season, but I haven't fully decided. But I think I'm going to give it one last round.
So tell us about, what is a typical volleyball practice like? Is it just practicing your sets and things of that nature?
We go in, we warm up, we get our arms right. We do a lot of defense drills. We do blocking. We hitters are hitting and practicing. Today is diving practice, so we got some dolphin diving to do. A lot of it is serve-receive, because I feel like that's one thing that us as a team, we could work on a little bit better, but I feel like we are a well-rounded and great team.
Now, I've noticed a lot of players, even some of your teammates, who play multiple sports. Do you?
I do not. Okay. I used to. Not no more. I tried soccer, but then it, you know, I was going to play with my sister, but then, whew.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of strategy that goes into volleyball, right? Can you tell us a little bit about what the strategy part of the game is?
It's a lot about like where the ball should be placed. Where do you think, who's on, who's off, where's the offense on the other side, where's their defense, where should that ball be placed. Like, and I think it's cool as a setter, you're able to run the offense. You can tell where that ball's going or where it should be placed. And as a setter, I just feel like you just got to play smart with it. You can't, I don't know, it's just very... I've just been doing there's it for years.
Yeah, right. Know. There's a lot of strategy. And I mean, when the ball goes up in the air, sometimes the person who you think is going to go for the kill, it's a fake, and somebody else goes for it.
Those are sneaky.
Yeah, because you're sneaky. Yeah.
So you got to communicate on the court then exactly what you're going to do, correct?
Yeah. It's like a quarterback. You run the court. You just tell where everything's going. You tell everybody what they're running. And I say that mean I have some pretty good people on the court that I work well with. We have a great DS, defensive specialist, in the back. We obviously missed out with her last night. But I feel like she's a young sophomore coming in. She's a great defender. She has helped us a lot so far in these first two tournaments. I work well with Lauren Frazier up front. She's a very great middle. She's also a senior. We have been on the team together since my sophomore year. She's been on since freshman. And then I also have Ella Salambine up top, too. That's a great hitter. She's a sophomore.
So I don't know if my understanding is right. Do you have to rotate on the floor, the personnel? Because does everyone have to serve? Or how does that work?
You rotate clockwise, and then you like do like switching around your run. You have different spots that you have to be at, but yes, everybody has to serve. Not everybody, like people that can sub in can serve. Liberos can serve and come in, but most likely you can't serve like two times in a row. Mostly everybody has to serve.
All right, we have that question answered for us then, John.
That's right.
We got to take a break here and a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back with our Athlete of the Week, Liv McKenzie, right after these messages.
Did you know that a child who reads just 20 minutes a day will be exposed to 1.8 million words per year? As we enter the final stretch of summer, Lenawee ISD encourages you to keep summer reading a priority. Studies show summer reading plays a critical role in maintaining and growing academic skills. Reading also allows children to discover and explore a wide range of characters, ideas, and experiences, giving them the tools they need to manage emotions, build relationships, and make decisions. Read daily and set up your child for success.
All right, back here inside the cave with our Athlete of the Week this morning from Adrian High School Volleyball, Liv McKenzie. And you have another question, John?
Oh, yeah, you're having an excellent year so far, Liv. I was curious, do you have a dog?
I do.
You have a dog. Now, I'm going to guess at what kind of dog it is, because it would be my guess that a girl with the name of McKenzie, who has all these assists, that your dog would be in Irish setter?
No.
Oh, darn. So, you're the Irish setter.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Well, that came out of nowhere.
Of course. That's where I'm at, left field.
All right. Well, Liv, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And great success to you the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Liv.
Thank you.
All right. That's our Athlete of the Week, Liv McKenzie from Adrian High School Volleyball.